Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Spiritual Discourse. Title is Sage Upamanyu, the Exalted Devotee of Lord Shiva, presented by Karthik Ramachandran Sheshadri. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
कृष्ण उवाच नमोस्तु ते शाश्वतः सर्वयोने ब्रह्मादिपं त्वा मृषयो वदन्ति तपश्च सत्त्वं च रजस्तमश्च त्वामेव सत्य च वदन्ति संतः यू आर शाश्वत यू आर एटर्नल ऑल द ऋषिज ग्लोरीफाइ यू एंड ऑल द थ्री गुणास थ्री मोड्स ऑफ मेटीरियल नेचर कम फ्रॉम यू सत्व रजस तमस एंड यू आर बियॉन्ड द थ्री मोड्स ऑफ मेटीरियल नेचर यू आर शुद्ध सत्व यश शुद्ध सत्व दे ब्रह्म लोके तो परांत काले परामृतात् परिमुच्यन्ति सर्वे एंड त्वं वै ब्रह्मा च रुद्रश्च वरुणोऽग्निर् मुनिर्भवः यू आर एवरीथिंग बिकॉज हियर महादेव सर्वत्वम इज एस्टैब्लिश्ड बाय कृष्णा यू आर present as everything. And here, an interesting point is that in Harivamsa Puranam also, Krishna glorifies 2nd Canto, 74th chapter, 32nd to 34th verse. Yallingankam yachaloke badankam sarvam somatvam stavaram jangamam cha prakur viprastvam guninam tattva vijnanas tatat jeyam ambikam lokadatrim. Everything from the blade of a grass till Brahma and Vishnu, everything like Stavaram Jangamam, the movable and the immovable entities are marked by the masculine and feminine genders. This is what was told by Upamanyu Maharshi, right? Everything is marked by the masculine and feminine genders, and the ultimate male principle is Paramashiva and the ultimate female principle is Parashakti. So everything come from you only, O Parashakti and Paramashiva. He glorifies in the Harivamsa Puranam, 2nd Canto, 74th chapter, 32nd verse. The wise Brahmins, knowledgeable about the principles, call you as the ultimate supreme reality along with Ambika, who is the mother of the entire universe. And then, Vedair Gita sa hi tattvam prasuta yajno dikshanam yoginam chatirupaha. And the same mother Ambika is described in the Vedas. Hiranyavarnaya Hiranyarupaya Hiranyapataye Ambika Pataka Umapataye Pashupataye Namo Namaha. Umapati Ambikapati. She is described in the Vedas and she is the prime principle, and you are the wealth of those who offer sacrifices. You are the ultimate supreme reality. This whole world is your body. Brahmanda Vyapta Deha. The Jivas and Jagat are your Deham, and you are present as the Antaratma of everybody, including the Devas and Danavas. And then he makes a point, interesting point in Harivamsa Puranam, 274-34. Aham Brahma Kapilo Yokyanantah Putraha Sarve Brahmanascha Tiviraha Kvattak Sarve Deva Deva Prasuta Evam Sarveshaha Karanatma Tomidyaha. Everybody including me, Aham, myself, that is Krishna Narayana, Brahma, that is Brahma Deva, Kapilo, Kapila Muni, Ananta, Yokyanantaha, Ananta Sesha, and all the sons of Brahma have appeared from you, are born from you only, O Mahadeva, since you are the Lord of all. Sarve Deva Deva Prasuta, Evam Sarveshaha, Karanatma, Tvamidyaha. You are the only worthy of praise, O Mahadeva, and you are the Lord of all. This is what is told in Mahabharatam by Krishna after he experiences Mahadeva. And then he says, Tvatto Jatani Bhutani, coming back to Mahabharatam, Tvatto Jatani Bhutani Stavarani Charanicha. Again, the same things, mobile and immobile things have sprung from you only. Tvaya Srishtam Idam Kritsnam Trailokyam Sacharacharam. Kritsnam. Kritsnam means all pervading. So Kritsnam. Yo Vai Rudraksa Bhagavan Yatcha Kritsnam Tasmai Vai Namo Namaha. Kritsnam is again one of the words of Lord Shiva, comes in the Atharva Shira's Upanishad. So everything has been created. Whatever you see, that is all pervading. And also the mobile and immobile entities have been created by you only, with all the three worlds, the material worlds and the spiritual worlds. Ishtam Datta Maditam Cha Vrathani Niyamaschate Kirtik Shrir Dyutis Tushtih Siddhi Siddhischaiva Tadap Tadarpani. Everything, the sacrifices, the Vedas, the Havis, Pavaka, Dakshina, everything, the ultimately are there to attain you only. And then he goes on to say, Kirtihi, that is fame, Shri, that is prosperity, Dyutir, Tushtir, splendor, contentment, success, everything are there, modesty, everything are there to attain you only. All of them exist to lead to you only, O Mahadeva. Kritir vikara pranayaha pradhanam bijam avyayam. Bijam avyayam. So this comes in the Bhagavad Gita, 14th chapter, 4th verse also. Bijam. Bijam mam sarvabhutana. Bijam. So bijam means the seed of all the living entities. And this we know that Bhagavad Gita was spoken by Mahadeva only. It was spoken by Krishna in the Antaratma Bhavam. It is actually preaching Shiva Tattvam and Shivatpanamastu. So like basically the it is preaching the form of Lord Shiva and the it is preaching Shiva Tattva only. Paramhi Brahma Gatitam Yoga Yuktena Tanmaya. So here Krishna attributes all these things to Lord Shiva. You are unmanifest. You are Pranava. Pranayaha. Pranavam is again mentioned in the Atharvashira Satharvashika Rudram. Namastaraya. Tarakam is also Mahadeva. Pranavam is Mahadeva. Omkaram is Mahadeva. Omkareshwara, Pranaveshwara, Tarakeshwara. And then inconceivable. Bijam, you are the seed of all the living entities, starting from the blade of a grass till Vishnu. Avyayam. Manasaha, Parama Yoni. Parama Yoni, you are the ultimate principle. You give birth to all the devas and dhanavas. Prabhavaschapi shashvataha. Prabha means that effulgence. Prabha itself means effulgence. Avyaktaha, pavano chintyaha, sagasramshur hiranmayaha, adir gananam sarvesham bhavanvai jivitashrayaha. Here he makes a point, hiranya, hiranmayaha, your golden in personality, and then your self-born. Avyaktaha, you are unmanifest. Mahanatma, matir brahma, vishvakshambhum, Vishvakshambhuh Swayambhuvaha Buddhihi Prajnyopa Labdhischa Samvityatir Dhritih Smritihi. You are everything. And then he says, Tvam Buddhva Brahmano Vedat Pramoham Viniyachati. All the learned Brahmanas, they win over Ahankara, they win over ignorance, by worshipping you only, by regarding you as the source of the entire universe and the source of all the jivas, source of all the devas and dhanavas, including Brahma and Vishnu. They win over ahankara by worshipping you only. You are the root. By worshipping the root, by watering the root of the plant only, the plant grows, not by watering the branch or the leaves. So Mahadeva is the root. By worshipping Mahadeva alone, one gets the benefit of worshipping everybody. Everybody gets satisfied. That's why Sarvair Devair Nyato Bhavati. Just by Kalagi Rudra Upanishad says, just by applying the Basma, you get to know about all the Devas. Sarveshu Tirtheshu Snato Bhavati. Just by applying the Basma, it is equivalent to having bathed in all the Tirthas. Kratayam Sarva Bhutanam Kshetrajnyas Tvamrishis Tutaha. Kratayam, you are in the Hridaya, you are in the heart of all the living entities. Kshetrajna. So you are described as, the rishis describe you as Kshetrajna. Sarvatak Panipadas. This is very interesting. Sarvatak Panipadas Tvam Sarvato Kshishiro Mukaha Sarvatak Shrutimalloke Sarvama Vritya Dishtasi. Your hands are everywhere. Your legs are everywhere. Your mukham is everywhere. Sarvatak Shrutimalloke Sarvamamritya Tishtasi. You are all pervading. So very important point here. This comes. Krishna says this in Mahabharata. This also comes in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad, 3rd chapter, 16th verse. Where Shvetashvatara Maharshi describes as Sarvatak Panipadam Tat Sarvatok Shishiromukam. So the difference here to be noted is, here Krishna addresses Mahadeva and he says Sarvatak Panipadas Tvam. You, your hands, your feet, your legs are present everywhere, which means represents the all pervasiveness of Mahadeva. So the same is told by Shvetashvatara Maharshi is as that personality. He says, Panipadas tat sarvatokshishiromukam. Tat means that personality. And another more interesting point is that Bhagavad Gita 13th chapter 14th verse also says this. There also Krishna says, tat, that personality. And here, Sarvatak Panipadas Tat Sarvatokshishiro Mukam Sarvatak Shrutimalloke Sarvama Vritya Dishtasi. There he says that personality. And here, since he has Mahadeva in front of him, he says, Sarvatak Panipadas Tvam sarvato kshishiro mukam. You are that personality whose hands and legs and eyes are face are all pervading. Oh Mahadeva, see the connection, very beautifully connected. So Bhagavad Gita is also the words of Bhagavad Gita is talking about Shiva Tattva only. There he says Tat, here he says Tvam. You are the personality whose hands and legs are all pervading. Tvam vai prabarchihi purushaha sarvasya hridi samshritaha anima mahima prit praptir ishano jyotir avyayaha. Ishano jyotir avyayaha. Where does it come? Shvetashvatara Upanishad. Ishano jyotir avyayaha. He is the ultimate ruler and jyoti. Infinite, like that. Effulgence is coming out of his body and he is imperishable. Prabha. Original effulgence, that art. Thou art original effulgence with which Brahma, Vishnu and Indra function. That effulgence coming out of the jyoti, coming out of the body of Mahadeva. With that only Brahma, Vishnu and Indra function. Yastvam dhruvam vedayate kuhashayam prabhum puranam purusham cha vigraham hiranmayam buddhimatam param gatim sa buddhiman buddhimatitya tishtati. Yastvam dhruvam. You are the residing in the heart of all the living entities and you are immutable. Vedayate guhashayam. Guhashayam nishkalamadvitiyam. Comes in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad, also in many other Upanishads. Panchabrahma Upanishad also. Guhashayam, he resides in the heart of all the living entities. Prabhum. We discussed Prabhu is a word that is used very often in the Upanishads for Lord Shiva. Umasahayam parameshwaram prabhum. Kaivalya Upanishad. Trinetram Trigunadaram Trayanam Janakam Prabhum Brihajabala Upanishad. And Sarvendriya Gunamasam Sarvendriya Vivarjitam Sarvasya Prabhum Ishanam Sarvasya Sharanam Sukrita. Shvetashvatara Upanishad, 3rd chapter, 17th verse. Prabhu, you are Prabhu, Krishna says. Puranam, you are eternal, you are Adi. Purusham, Purushovai Rudraha, Cha Vigraham, you are divine, your Vigraham alone is divine, spiritual. Hiranmayam, you are golden. Hiranmayoham Shivarupamasmi Buddhimatam Param Gatim Sa Buddhiman Buddhimatitya Tishtati. You are the intelligent of the intelligence and you are the foremost of the foremost. Viditva Sapta Sukshmani Shadangam Twamcha Murtitaha Pradana Vidi Yogastas Twameva Bishate Buddha Eva Mukte Maya Partha Bhave Charti Vinashane. He says, and then all the six attributes like omniscience, contentment of fullness, knowledge without beginning, independence, and everything comes from you only. And all the seven subtle entities like Mahat, ego, and then Tanmatras, everything come from you. All the six attributes and seven subtle entities come from you only, O Mahadeva. And then Shatakratum Chabi Vikshya Swayam Mamaha Shankaraha. Viduh Krishna Param Bhakti Masmasu Tava Shatruhan. And then the Shankara, Mahadeva, who is the doer of the good of the universe, Vishvashambhuvam. He is described as Vishvashambhuvam. Means he does good to the entire universe. He looked at Parashakti with love. And then he then spoke to Krishna. After Krishna does stuti to Mahadeva, Mahadeva does look at Parashakti and then with love, and then he spoke to Krishna. Viduh Krishna Param Bhakti Masmasu Tava Shatruhan Kriyatam Atmana Shreyah Preetirhi Twayime Para Vrinishvashtau Varan Krishna Datasmi Tava Sattama. Oh Krishna, you are filled with greatest devotion towards us. You have great devotion for me and Parashakti. And I'm ready to do whatever. You can ask for whatever boons you want. You can ask for 8 boons. And I will grant those boons. O Krishna. O chief of Yadavas. Vrinishvashtau varan Krishna datasmi tavasattama. Bruhi Yadava shardula yanichasi sudurlaban. He says, the best of the Yadavas. Grant, I'm ready to grant whatever boons that you want.